at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yes, you are. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook broadcast, podcast. Dr. Mina was on earlier this morning, and we have Adam Ferrara later this hour. Pimping a random talk with Adam. Of course, he's on tour all the time, and he got a new album out, and he does a thing on Facebook, does movies, TV. We love Adam. Craig's in the house.
Now, we're talking about beer delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Do any of those Grubhubs or whatever deliver food to your door?
I do Grubhub and Uber Eats. And, the food to the door. The beer, no, I never.
Alcohol?
There's no alcohol on the, like, if you look at the restaurant, the alcohol menu's not there. So you can't get booze that way.
That's stupid.
But once again, I'm prepared for booze at the house.
Yeah.
I need food to sit to the house. I'm prepared with the booze.
Yeah, but there are occasions where I
you don't want to go anywhere.
I run out.
Yeah.
And it would be nice if that guy could come and, you know, pick me up a bottle of vodka.
Yeah, vodka, right, or
what have you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're at our buddies there at the Omaha Tap House today, and I use Grubhub from those guys. Or Uber Eats, one of the two.
Oh, I see. I live too far away.
No, you don't. I live further away than that place than you do, probably.
No, and it's not available on my... It's different.
Yeah, you're in a hovel.
It's different
down there.
You're a little closer to neighborhood.
Yeah.
And when you live in the hood, a lot of people don't like to come around.
Yeah, down that hovel you live in, you answer the door with your gun and everything.
I got to get a jitney if I want to go to the airport.
You got a gun.
Yeah.
You answer the door all paranoid.
All that. Craig's been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That dirty wife beater that you wear all the time as you're answering the door with your gun.
I'm exactly. So glad you said beater.
I know. So
I thought that was going a completely different, awful direction.
Yeah. I'm that people are horrible.
That you wear.
Yeah.
It's Rod Stewart's birthday.
He ain't young.
It is George Foreman's birthday.
Man, you make these good, man. You think we remember year to year, but sometimes you don't do them every year.
And yeah, I slack off.
George Foreman.
Which is fine, because I don't want to...
Who's older, George Foreman or Rod Stewart?
I got to say Rod Stewart.
George Foreman.
I'll say Rod.
Rod Stewart is 74.
Uh-oh.
George Foreman is 70.
Ah, damn.
Yeah.
Screw you guys.
I'm 2-0 this year, I think.
I think I am too.
Not that I really keep track.
And you'll forget tomorrow.
I think I'm 1-1.
Yeah, Joan Baez, we won the other day, both of us. We're both 2-0.
Yeah.
Joan Baez was older than Jimmy Page.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or was it Joan Baez?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I retweeted it. The guy who's older guy is really good about that. Gives a little video of the singer or something like that. Yeah.
He's got to have huge following.
A lot of people put a lot of work into the show.
Because people really care about that.
Yeah, they do.
How are Todd and Tyler doing on Who's Older?
No, I just think but it's also a fascinating clip. You see it, and you go, hey, I didn't know that guy was older.
It's the weirdest thing.
It's not fascinating. Yeah, it is weird. Yeah.
But to do a post-game show about it.
I just tweeted it out. Yeah. I just retweeted it.
Yeah. A review.
Yeah.
Right.
This was the highlight of the game.
That's for people that don't listen to the show around the country.
Right.
See, hey, those guys told me how old he was. Good bit. Must be a good show.
Yeah. So you know that El Chapo is in,
he's on trial, right?
He's on trial.
Yeah.
Right now. Now then, last week, and even if you are on trial, you still don't want this to happen. Last week, El Chapo's wife, Emma Coronel Ice Perot. Last week, the two of them.
No, it's pronounced.
DD Mega Doo Doo.
El Chapo's wife and El Chapo, they'd been blowing kisses and waving to each other in court. On the day that federal prosecutors presented more than 100 personal text messages that he exchanged with his wife and also his mistresses.
Oh.
She sat there while they showed him and talked about him. They say that the Post, New York Post, says she sat stone-faced, staring straight ahead.
Well, she's maybe afraid for her life, too,
as
you
his
think?
Personal life was introduced as evidence. He, at that point, was avoiding his usual glances back at her Once the text started rolling, the messages were collected by the FBI after agents flipped the Sinaloa cartel's IT guy. And these messages included exchanges with the wife and also with one of the girlfriends about paying to get each one of them plastic surgery.
What do you think his text would be? He had a couple burner phones, so he would just call his mistresses?
The messages also showed that this one girlfriend who got liposuction once got a text from Chapo meant for even another woman.
Yep. Looks like he got a little sloppy at the end there.
Yeah, yeah.
In one of his messages, he discussed buying an assault rifle for one of his then-baby twin daughters.
You know, if my wife was in a courtroom and hearing that I'd done all this, I'd say I'd just plead guilty.
Now,
I can picture my wife looking at me, and I'm safer in jail the rest of my life than I am getting out. So maybe he's just going to plead guilty. That's a lot of guys' wives, by the way. You're pleading guilty.
The one thing that's dangerous to El Chapo
is his wife.
Pissed off wife.
Right. Because she knows where the tunnels are in the house.
Literally.
Yes. Plus she'll kill
him. And where the bodies
now
are buried.
She will just kill him.
Literally.
Yeah. That's the worst part of the trial.
Right.
That's the most uncomfortable he's been in that trial.
Right.
He had some 50 cell phones of people that worked for him bugged, and he could remotely listen into microphones on the devices. They say it was like his toy. He could just call somebody up, then they would, you know, get off the phone. He'd somehow, you know, work something, and then he was able to hear everything.
Man, that could come back and bite any one of us. How many times have you hung up the phone and gone, that effing guy?
Oh, they're going to say bitch.
Well, whatever. Whatever. You speak ill of the person that you just got done talking to.
We'd be screwed every time. Everybody's done it. Even if you actually like the person and the conversation didn't go the way it wanted to.
Right.
You're right.
Right.
You're going to say something derogatory about people you actually love.
Yeah.
You know, hell, our kids hang up. Jesus. I mean, just the way it works. You're right.
Yeah.
And you don't want that.
No.
You know,
no.
Because you know what?
Because
you can, the thing about, we talked about this before, you could think all kinds of things, but it doesn't work unless you say it out loud.
You feel better.
Like World Health Organization.
Who?
Who?
We've all said that by ourselves.
Yes, we have.
I've said blur by myself.
I've sung.
To the TV, Craig.
I've watched the nightly news and been standing in the kitchen going, do-do-do-do-do-do.
I've done that, yeah. Hey, right. Somebody says phenomenon anywhere?
Do-do-do-do.
Or anything ring. Dun-dun-dun. Yeah.
Monogamy.
Do, 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 do.
According to the pornographic media company X Hamster,
that's a fine site. I perused X Hamster before.
Not as good as Hamster Tube.
XXX, X Videos, UPorn, Pornhub, all that crap.
Red Porn.
Red Tube. I forgot about Red Tube, yeah.
They're kind of all the same.
Yeah, they're different videos, but there's some crossovers.
They might even be owned by the same company.
Some of them are. However, you can also find lists of these porn sites that you will find fewer examples of malware.
Yeah.
And some sites are more...
Some are sluttier.
Try to keep their sites clear of malware more than others.
XXNX is sluttier.
I think it's
research purposes only.
Pornhub that will leave one of those tiny ads.
Yeah, it pops up,
a pop-up ad behind the website.
Yeah,
so you got to be sure to click out of that.
according to Pornhub, for research purposes,
specifically, Pornhub does that. So careful on that one.
According to X Hamster, they have come out with predictions for 2019 and results from 2018.
Is this in the porn stuff?
Predictions in general.
Yeah, pornography predictions.
Oh, we don't really care for end of the year TV because it's all reviews.
Yes.
I'm going through a lot of magazines right now. I don't really care for beginning of the year publications because it's all prediction.
Right.
Well, yeah, those same people had to come up with the magazine over Christmas.
Well, I got sucked into a tease on the phone
thinking it happened.
It was USA Today.
Yeah.
And it said, Colin Kaepernick will sign, dot, 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 dot. Well, it was just some guy's prediction that somebody's going to sign Kaepernick in 2019. No,
yeah.
Colin Kaepernick is not going to get signed.
Right.
So some of the predictions here.
All right. Porn predictions.
Porn predictions. The stats show that women will make up 30% of the porn market in 2019, they say. They also say, they also predict that interest in ginger-themed porn is anticipated to drop.
Why?
By 14%. They're not saying why.
What gingers are out of the media? I mean, out of the limelight, I'm thinking.
Well, you still want your porn to have a soul.
Well, they might have surveyed Craig and said he's not going to have as much time to watch porn this year. So that they said, well, it looks like the ginger-themed porn will drop a little bit.
Searches for bisexual films are predicted to increase by almost 5%.
In your household or other places?
In general. I love gay porn.
I know you do. Lesbians.
That works.
Yeah.
Demand for Stormy Daniels content spiked by almost 3,600%.
Wow.
In 2018 at X Hamster.
That might wane a little bit this year.
And porn featuring larger ladies was up by 87%.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Yeah. Instead of BBW, it's L. Oh, me, I'm Lomas. Lay off me, I'm starving.
I was wondering where you were going with that. I just let you go.
Right. Yeah. Go. Oh, he's got something
there. We'll all find out together.
What do you like, Craig?
Japanese, Indian, mom, homemade, hot mom, celebrity, Korean. I can't even pronounce that word.
Okay,
18-year-old, big ass,
a
public,
lot.
Asian, Japanese adult, beach, teen, wife. Mature, MILF, German, casting,
really?
Arabian,
casting,
amateur, rough, orgasm, HD, massage, African, Thai, money, student, cartoon, blah, blah,
top of your head.
Girlfriend,
good,
Indonesian, she-male,
she-male,
Chinese, lesbian, caught.
All right.
Yeah.
Top of your head, man.
You could tell that
what's
was
casting? A casting couch, I guess.
I thought probably, at first he was reading a list because it was alphabetical. And then
it's on top of the head,
it was obvious it was off the top of his head because it became non-alphabetical.
I think it was more of a power ranking thing for Craig.
It could have been.
All those will increase this year.
Men and women search for mom porn equally. Women twice as likely to seek out daddy-daughter-themed material.
It better be stepdaddy, but even that's creepy. I get it. But the incestual stuff is just weird. Although the actors in the porn are not related.
Apparently the guys like the movies featuring females with larger rear ends, and women prefer to watch spanking videos. The search term with the greatest decrease in popularity last year was porn in which performers pretend to be teenagers.
Because they don't look at all.
Well, you know, the teen thing.
You well, know, that's
pigtails on a 33-year-old?
Right.
Yeah, that'd be Petey.
That's about all of them.
You're not 33, but
That the searches went down by over 41% for that.
Teen is 18, but they,
I'm sure there are some 18 and 19-year-old porn performers, but the majority of them, no, are not. It's 30-year-olds playing 19-year-olds.
You can find some amateur stuff for, like, college girls.
They say millennials are less ashamed about porn than any other generation, and they are moving away from brands and gravitating toward amateur content.
Told you.
Well, they grew up with it right there on the internet.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. I get the whole Family Guy episode was basically about Chris. Well, part of the Family Guy episode, the guy Chris, I mean the kid Chris, who was just watching way too much porn and turned down a date with a gorgeous chick, and they had to desensitize him from hardcore porn.
Yeah,
Brian and Stewie, and hilarity ensued. It was funny. It was funny, man.
But as kids,
yeah,
you know, we couldn't with anybody else in the house. Everybody had to be miles away before we could
even back in a magazine.
Yeah. Pop in a VHS.
Oh, VHS, right. Yeah. Well, actually, I didn't really live at the house when I did that. I was living in an apartment or something like that.
A
roommate or something like that.
In the top loader.
Time to spin the wheel of porn.
There you go.
And according to Quartz,
ooh,
like porn sites collect more user data than Netflix or Hulu
or 23andMe, probably. Yeah, too, any of that.
Yeah, so that
plus it gets your
so
DNA
if you're watching
too.
Porn and you're signing in and stuff like that. They're, yeah. You know, they are collecting a ton of data on you,
and they know what you like. That kind of data,
African, Thai. All that stuff, Craigslist, the dump top to say.
Yeah, right. That's why all you'll see up on your Facebook feed a lot of trips to Thailand. Cheap airfare to Bangkok.
For the whole family.
How'd they know?
Police are still working to determine the motive of a Florida stripper who was, some people say threatening. She said... vision of committing a mass shooting. She's a 31-year-old. She posted on social media that she wanted to buy an AR-15 and use it at a bar or club that only had one entrance and exit. She's now facing charges of issuing a written threat to kill or injure.
A pissed off
stripper. She's not trying to be funny.
No, she wasn't. Said,
right.
No, she's not. If she was trying to be funny, she's not.
She admitted to posting the threats on her Tumblr account under the username Taking Lives. She wrote about her vision.
Oh, I love a stripper with a manifesto.
Yeah, exactly. She described herself to police officers as a true crime lover and a great admirer of serial killers and mass murderers.
And then she should be, oh, man.
So now she's busted and taken to jail and blah, blah,
she wasn't bad looking.
No, she's quite nice looking.
She wasn't bad looking at all, man. Right. You know, which is scary.
She
turned ugly.
Might have a little trouble getting hired now.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a crazy bitch. Adam Ferrara when we get back.
For a stripper.
Yeah, for a stripper.
She's a crazy bitch.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.